friends, this year should be a special schus. Li nishmas, Rabbi Shmuel Pinchas, Ben Yaakov Tzvi. Today's is Yortzeit. We're going to be learning a shtickle Rambam. Rambam says in the second perek of Hilchas Tshuva, famous halacha, in halacha aleph, Ezui tshuva gemura. What is complete tshuva? Zeh shebal liyado davar shavar bovav efshar biyado la'asosu pirish v'losu b'nei ha'tshuva. Person already did a certain aveira. He had the opportunity to do it again, and he separated and didn't do it again because of tshuva. V'lo miyira, not because he was afraid of something or somebody. V'lo mikishalon koach, not because he's weak. Ketzat, what's an example? Harei shebal yishaba aveira, he had bias iser with an isha. V'lachaz man esiyachid ima bu'omid ba'avosa bo'ava koach gufo. He had beer with her once. He knew that it was pleasurable. And here he is with her again. And they're biyichud. They're all alone. And he's still very attracted to her. And he still has all of his strength. Same place, u'medina she'avarba. U'pireish v'loy avar. However, he separates himself and he doesn't do the aveira. Zeu bal tshuva gemura. That is somebody who's done complete tshuva. Could have done the aveira, but he didn't. Remember your creator when you're young. We have to understand this. Rambam says one of my favorite tshuva svarim, the Tshuvas Hashana, going on his derech. Later on in Halacha Beis, the Rambam says, "Umay tshuva shi'azav achotei cheto v'yasir machshavto v'yigmor b'libo shlo yaseh od v'chein yisnachim al sha'avar etc. v'yad alav ediyat talum shlo yaseh yisnachid la'olam." So what's tshuva? The sinner should leave his sin, remove it from his thoughts, decide in his heart he's not going to do it again, and regret the past. And God should testify about him that he's never going to, the one who knows all the secrets, the Ribono Shel Olam, will testify that he will never come back to this sin. In Pashtus it would seem, the fact that it says, Zeh shebal liyado dvar aveira, davar she'avar bo, v'ef shebiyado la'asosu pirish v'lo asa, that the Rambam writes here, that he had the opportunity to do an aveira, and he separated and he didn't do it, that is a siman, that is a sign, that is an indication that his tshuva is a complete tshuva. And when he thought to leave sin, it was sincere, it was for real. So it emerges that in Halacha Beis, the Rambam is giving a hagdara of the maisa tshuva. The maisa tshuva, shi'azov chotei cheto, leave the sin, remove it from your thoughts, decide you're not going to do it again, and regret the past. In Halacha Aleph, the Rambam is giving a siman, he's giving a raya that your tshuva is complete. How do you know that this is your, it's the real deal? How do you know it's the real McCoy? How do you know your tshuva is sincere? The answer is, because look, you had the opportunity to do it, and you didn't, you refrained. You recoiled. That's awesome. But what's strange, what's odd, is that in Halacha Beis, the Rambam gives the ikar tshuva, the maisa tshuva. In Halacha Aleph, the Rambam gives the simen for the tshuva. Zaneiti omer afuch. Aniti omer, at first tell us what the ikar tshuva is, to leave the sin, etc. And then tell us, and a simen that it's for real, it's when you had the opportunity and you didn't do it. Rambam kotev, Ezui tshuva gemura, etc. So it's mashma that everything it says vayter shebali yado dvar she'avar bo pirish v'lo asa, that's the hagdar of the guf maisa tshuva gemura. L'chora, based on our understanding and our analysis, it's only a simen that he did tshuva. But from the Lashon of the Rambam, it's mashma, no. This is real tshuva. Ezuhi tshuva gemura. So is it only a simon, or is it the real deal? Is it tshuva itself? Uviyoser tikshi. Even more we can ask, that what's the makor of the Rambam? Makor of the Rambam is a sugi in Yuma, 86b. Hechi dami bal tshuva. On Rav Yehuda kagon shebali yodu dvar avera pam rishayna vishniya v'nitzel emena. It came into his hand at dvar avera einmal, tzvaimal, one time, two times, and he was saved from it. From the Lashon of the Gemara, it's mashma that it's a simen. A simen that the gavra is a bal tshuva. Hechi dami bal tshuva. How do you know if the person is a bal tshuva, the Gemara seems to be saying? What's a simen? What's a sign that he's a bal tshuva? He had the opportunity to sin, and he didn't sin. And so writes Lehedja Nekarim Mamaravi Perchav Zayin. It's a Rael Gemiris Das Baziva Sachet. So the Rambam should use the Lashon of the Gemara. Ezuhi bal tshuva. And the Rambam instead used a different Lashon. Ezuhi tshuva gemura. The Lashon of the Gemara is Hechi dami. What's an example of a bal tshuva? So the Rambam said, so what's a bal tshuva? Who's a bal tshuva? Ezuhi bal tshuva. The Rambam says, no. I'm writing Ezuhi tshuva gemura. What is complete tshuva? Different than the Gemara? You can also be medayik in the Ran, in Yuma. Zeh sheba liyado dvar avera, zeh sheba dvar avera liyado, ba'oso makom, uva'oso perek, uva'oso isha. Zokt the Ran, ukeshehu, poiresh, hareza tshuva shlema. Oh! So he learns like the Rambam, that this prisha me'avera is guf maisa tshuva shlema. Awesome. So that's what we have to understand. We want to understand the Rambam, the Aris we had, and the Ran. So it would appear that Pshat in the Rambam is that the Rambam is telling us that the maisa tshuva is not just deciding not to do evil. It's not just the thought, it's not just an internal process, but rather the shleimus of the maisa tshuva is that even the kochos haguf and the kochos hanefesh of a person should be involved, and that you shouldn't be drawn to sin. So therefore, if a person has an opportunity to sin and he doesn't, that's a maisa of tshuva. It's not just a simen of tshuva, that's a maisa of tshuva. And now we also understand why the Rambam said that this is the gather of tshuva, it's a tshuva gemura. Because the maisa tshuva has two parts. There's the internal part, bidaito, that you're not going to do this sin again. And then there's the tshuva sachote b'taras gufa, that the chote purifies his body from the taiva of the chait. That his guf is also omid bedargas hadas. And since the shleimus hatshuva is a betshuva sachote bedaito begufo, therefore the Rambam says, what's tshuva gemura? Not enough to have, in halacha beis, he talks about the das part. In halacha aleph, he talks about the guf part. So this is taka tshuva, this is the gather of tshuva. You have to do a maisa tshuva. And we see this in the Yerushalmi and Sanhedrin. We recently had a number of shiurim discussing from various angles this fascinating Yerushalmi. Like Abi David, it says that his pilakshim were vatienet tsuros ad yemoisen almanis chayos. They were connected to him, and they were like almanis, living almanis. What does that mean? Says the Gemara, according to one opinion, that David haya mekal atan umikashta son. ומכניסן לפניו בכל יום, ואומר ליצר הרע, תאהבת דבר אסור לך, חייך שאני מתאיף לך דבר המותר לך. He would beautify them, bring them before him, and then he would say to his Yetzer Hara, friend or enemy, you desired something that's usher for you, chayecha, in your life I'm going to make you desire something that's mutter for you, and you're not going to get it. By the way, this is one of the eights of tshuva, talking to your Yetzer Hara in the third person. It's like it's someone else, third party, not me. I don't want evil. You say to your Yetzer Hara, oh, you want it bad? This is good. This is mutter, and still asr for you. So David wasn't trying to bring rayas that he did tshuva. He wanted to do a maisa tshuva. And he did so by abstaining from allowing himself to do what was essentially permitted. Now it's pashut that the Rambam doesn't mean you should put yourself in such a situation. You don't bring yourself. We ask every day in davening, Al tivienu lo l'dei nisayon. We don't want any nisayon. And the Rambam writes, Sheba liyado, it comes into it, not sheyavi. You don't bring it upon yourself. Especially the Rambam writes, Ulachar zman nisyachei rima. Yichud is aser. So you're not doing it on purpose. But it happens that way. It says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Kuf Zayin, La'olam al yaviyadam atzmo l'dei nisayon. Because David HaMelech did and he was nichshol. But if it happens that way, then you've done tshuva gemura. That's a ma'aseh tshuva gemura. And we have this special chova that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be your test, should be your witness. What's the idea behind that? The answer is, what makes it a ma'aseh gemura? Even say there's a concept in halacha of Eidei Kiyum and Eidei Beirur. Eidim that clarify whether something happened or not, if I borrowed $50 from you or not. That's our Eidei Beirur. And then Eidei Kiyum are Eidim that make it happen. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Eidus is Eidei Kiyum. That his Eidus makes it happen, it enhances the ma'aseh tshuva. It strengthens, it gives it a kiyum. It's like kiddushin. If there are not two witnesses there, it's not kiddushin. And also, what is a person going to do if he doesn't have this nisayon again? What is he going to do if he never sees that woman again that he desires so much? How's he going to do tshuva? Svasemis was bothered by the Gemara, Yume Peivavam and Beis. Hechi dami baal tshuva zeshebalad var aver liyado. Atu im lo yavo aver liyado ain lo tshuva? What is he going to do? If the var aver doesn't come liyado. V'doichak lufari shtachi kama sheshav kol kach ad shima yabal liyado ayanitzo. And it's doichak to say that he does such a tshuva as that tshuva that if he would be able to do it, he would be saved. He wouldn't do the Aveiru. So maybe the Halacha Beis, the Rambam is saying that you have the Eidus of the Adea Talumos, that shows that your Kochos HaGuf are also up for the Nisayon, not only in your mind. God's testifying that Kol Kulcha, not only your Das, your Guf, everything is Halt and Mit, is holding not to do this Aveiru again. The only thing is, if that's the Maisa Tshuva, so you have to do a Maisa, it's not enough just to have a testimony. That's why Avraham HaKadosh Baruch Hu tests so many people, Avraham Avinu, etc. Because you have to be motzi lepoal. You have to actualize what you're thinking and your feelings. So it's not enough that he should testify. Unless you say, here, there's a special din, that if it doesn't happen again, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu testifies about you, which gives it a kiyum. In other words, normally the kiyum is the fulfillment of the tshuva, is that you did a maisa tshuva, and that brings it mamish down to the goof. It's both reflective of what's going on inside, and it's also causative. It creates this feeling of tshuva within you, makes you stronger. But if that doesn't happen, then you have the testimony of Hashem, and that gives you the internal chizuk. Rabbi Yonah Shari Tshuva writes that Mishlo is dam li yadu kinyan azef. You don't have this opportunity to sin again. Then Yosef benafshe yiras Hashem dvayom biyom kocha kol ayomim. Kasha yachliv kocha yira de kibush b'koch hazes yitzro. Halobochein alibosu yavin v'noitzer nafshu yeda kim yavul li denison v'yagia li yado. Kinyan arishon yatzilas nafshu. God knows. And that's what matters. Alright, there's a lot more to say about this Rambam. Trust me, Rabbi Isai. Trust me, Rabbi Isai. A velt. So hopefully we will re-examine and revisit this Rambam. And Bechlal, Rambam Hilchas Tshuvas is a 24/7 mitzvah. It's a mitzvah say she'ein hazman graman for all of us, for men, for women, for children, for Jews, for goyim. Allah mentioned darf tshuvatam. Everybody has to do tshuva. So we should be zelcha ta'akad to tshuva shlema b'simcha b'ahava. Thank you so much for listening. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you.